Hello, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the second issue of Comic Chronicle. Now, I'm your host, as always, society's mutant slash metahuman himself, Dakota Morgan. Alrighty, ladies and gents, we're going to go diving right into the news today because we have, as I record this, right before I recorded this, actually, Logan Trailer 2 came out. Now, I'm going to cover this as best as I can. It is absolutely beautiful. If you have not watched it, watch the fucking trailer. Amazing shit on there. Fucking amazing. X-23, if you're an X-Men fan, you know exactly who the hell I'm talking about. And then we also see more Professor X, we see more of Logan, and we see all three of them combined, and we see a heartwarming slash action-filled slash coming-yourself-in-your-pants trailer. Now, all of us X-Men fans, we are hoping for a movie like this, one to say, like, fuck you to all the X-Men haters, and Wolverine does not disappoint us at all. Logan, guys, Logan, and it's coming soon, and it was the only final trailer. It is the final trailer, so we only have technically two trailers for this movie. They're keeping it well hidden indeed. Now, I did hear, I think it was from Hugh Jackman himself, that that Mr. Sinister is not in the movie, although the rumor was that. Now, guys, I want to say this is a mutant slash looking episode here today because I have also more news on mutants themselves in the X-Men universe. For the all-new Mutants movie, casting details were released. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it's only four of the characters from the old comic book series, but these four characters are looking good. Oh, this is the lineup that we're looking here, guys. Magic, Cannonball, Sunspot, and Wolfsbane. Four excellent characters. And if I might add, I do fit the requirements for Cannonball. So, hashtag your host, Dakota Morgan for Cannonball, or Dakota Morgan for Cannonball. Go ahead, start that up, or start up whatever hashtag, guys. Use it on Twitter, use it on Instagram. So, and if you do that, I will reward you all, whoever uses that hashtag, in a certain way. Whether it be autographs or whatnot, Decino, Dakota from Morgan for Cannonball. All New Mutants movie, whenever that comes up. All right, guys. Now, I also have some new news for you as well in the breaking in the past hour or so. Now, we have a director for the Inhumans theatrical episodes that are getting released for the TV series, but they are getting released in IMAX 3D. Now, that is amazing in itself and a new frontier for TV shows in general. But the director is, now, I'm going to probably butcher this name, Royale Renee. And I hope that's how I pronounce. I believe she is Dutch. But moving on from that, Inhumans is set to release on November 3rd. Now, this year, November 3rd, might I add, and they have yet to confirm any casting. They just got the director for the theatrical episodes and whatnot. And so nothing is done, but we're somehow getting it in November 3rd. I don't know how that's going to work out. I do have faith, though. It is Marvel. They have not failed us yet, but you can say what you want about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. But I do have faith, ladies and gentlemen. We do have faith in here. Many faith, indeed. Alrighty, guys. Moving on to comics for this week of 1-18-17, the recommended pull list for you. Now, I do have a huge recommendation list of this week, but I cannot put it all in there for you. We're going to make life simple for you because we all deserve the simple things. Well, at least some of us do. Only some of us. All right. Guys, first up on this list here, I'm looking at Superman number 14. And in this issue, Superman teams up with other Supermans from different planets, different universes and whatnot from across the multiverse. Now, that in itself is damn amazing. I may have butchered that a little bit, but you know what? Fucking still amazing storyline. You gotta read it. Pick up the Rebirth of DC Comics. It is well worth your cash. Well worth it. I know they are raising prices, though, lately, guys. That is a little bit older news, but they are raising prices on some of the books because they include a digital edition. We'll talk about that later. All right, next up I have Spider-Man Clone Conspiracy number 4. Now, to avoid spoilers on this, I'm not going to say shit about what was in this issue. All you need to know, Spider-Man has this thing with the Jackal, and there's old villains and people he loved and whatnot coming back from the dead in a way. Now, we're not going to say what's what anymore on that because it is one you have to pick up. You have to. If you're a Spider-Man fan, you have to pick this book up. You are missing out dearly if you do not. It will make you cry. It will make you just piss your pants of, like, enjoyment, and then also cum as well. Terrible smell, that is. All right, moving on, guys. I have Venom number 3 on this list, and we have ourselves a thug using Venom for bad ways. Good guy Venom these days. He's been a good guy for the past couple years now, when Guardians of the Galaxy, Agent Venom, working for the government and whatnot, but he had a new host, and that host is a thug, and they're using him, he's using him, to kill people and use them for his own crime benefits. Brilliant book right now, and everyone loves Evil Venom. Good guy Venom is pretty good, but Evil Venom, where he's killing people and murdering them? Come on, come on, come on. You know you want more of it. You know you want it. Alright, guys. Now I'm going to go over Gotham and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. today, because they are the only new comic book TV shows that are out right now out of all of them, out of all the biggies. Gotham was a interesting episode where they used all their multimedia to say that this one character was coming back, Jerome. Spoiler alert on that, I'm sorry, but Jerome, aka Joker, coming back. But they only mentioned it a few times in the episode, because this episode was Gotham's famous tying up all the loose ends of storylines they thought would go somewhere but didn't, which they have many. And it's the only complaint I have about this show. Penguin, top-notch character, as well as Jim Gordon, but other than that, the show is fantastic as well, and highly recommend it. People may knock it, still recommend it. Next up, I have Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., the second episode after the mid-season premiere, in which that mid-season premiere had me blowing up. My brains is going Hiroshima on there. Now, if you're Asian, I do apologize. Sorry. Fuck it. It's old news, guys. But Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. coming back with vengeance. Not Ghost Rider vengeance. Not yet. But vengeance. It is crazy good. The storyline, unexpected. And might I add, they are going very dark this season. Very dark this season indeed. They stepped it up a notch, I think, at a later time slot and everything else like that. Very fucking good, guys. Very fucking good. Episode focused on Director Mace and his secret, a.k.a. The Patriot. Superhero from olden times. Well, kind of a lower-known Marvel superhero, but still. Pretty badass one, might I add. So, check out Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., guys. Binge watch. Do whatever the fuck you need to do. Watch it. It's good. Alrighty, now we're going on our section called What the Hell Comics, where we look at these weird comic book things of how the hell did this pass editorial. Alrighty. So, on this one, we're doing another Spider-Man information for you guys. So, Spider-Man's dating Mary Jane. You know, don't we all wish we could have a little bit of both Mary Jane? You want a nice little ginger-haired girl or guy, depending on what you suit. And then you also want to be smoking that little Mary Jane as well. We want both. We want both. Spider-Man only does one. We know which one he does. The fool. All right. So on this one, he has sex with Mary Jane. I mean, as anyone would. But the problem is his semen is radioactive. And it gets into Mary Jane and whatnot. And obviously, as Mary Jane being a normal human being, cannot take it. And his semen literally kills Mary Jane. Literally kills her. I mean, it doesn't have to worry about a baby, I guess, but still, love your life being killed by your own semen. That's going to make you want to become an alcoholic. Alrighty, guys, what the hell, comics? What the hell? Alrighty, guys, now that's all I have for you for this episode right now, but we will dive deep into more Logan Trailer 2 if you guys do want. And in order to tell me about that, I want you can go ahead and check me out at DakotaMorgan3 on Twitter. So send questions, comments, concerns, anything you want. I'm your own private customer service. So thank you. And that was not meant to be racist at all. Just so you know, so I don't have a bunch of hate mail when I wake up tomorrow. Either way, I look at the phone and just flip it off and say fuck you and go back to bed. But hey. Alright. Thank you guys for joining me on this episode today. It is a short one, but we will have longer episodes. And in the next episode, I will try to get you guys that review / interview of Voracious with the co-creators themselves that I had a while back. So I will post that on here for you guys as well for your entertainment and oral viewing pleasure. It is a little bit of a longer episode too. So that is always a plus. Alrighty, guys, so thank you very much for joining me on the second issue here, and expect more to be coming in the near future as well. And if you guys have any recommendations as well, I want you to send them to my Twitter, message me, and we'll tweet it out, whatever you want to do. If you have recommendations for coverage on books, characters, storylines, movies, TV shows, whatnot, I'll even do single episodes if you guys want. So thank you guys as well for joining me for issue 2. Stay tuned for issue number 3. And I want you all to stay classy, Central City.